meeting with extraterrestrials. Sometimes it is hard to distinguish between extraterrestrials and the paranormal. As a matter of fact, many people call UFO activity paranormal, but I am not one of them and there are those dyed-in-the-wool UFO investigators. Many of them feel the conventions which are called paranormal conventions and feature UFOs and paranormal activity are hurting the hunt for UFO proof. If we look at the UFO problem logically, it has nothing to do with ghosts and spirits. When we finally find out about aliens, I am sure they will turn out to be just a different kind of people. They may not look like us and are based on different chemicals or species, but they will have homes, probably families and problems, much as we do. Being ahead of us in technology doesn't make them ghosts. If it turns out those stories about our ancestors meeting with extraterrestrials and worshipping them as gods are true, this will not happen a second time unless they were to land in some part of a jungle somewhere where the people are unexposed to civilization. How would we treat an extraterrestrial race if we met them in this country? I think the first thing we would have to do if it was an arranged meeting would be to guard against contamination. They probably wouldn't have to worry about us because a race so much more advanced than us probably has safeguards against contamination of any sort. We, on the other hand, might be susceptible to aliens' microbes they might carry and would have to be very careful when meeting with them. The meeting might have to be conducted in two different rooms by camera or in some kinds of suits, maybe space suits. One of the big problems we might have is an advanced alien race's perception of us. To them we might seem like ignorant savages. Think about what you would think of humans if you were an alien and were studying the Earth and its people. You might wonder why we are so cruel to each other. You would see we fight in endless wars, have a large criminal element and allow some of Earth's people to starve or even be cast into slavery. On the other hand, we would be at an incredible disadvantage. We would know nothing about who we were meeting with except what they told us. We wouldn't even have any way to know it was true. If we pushed too hard to find out more, we could anger them and who knows what might happen. All we know is it wouldn't be good for us. Aliens could appear to be kindly and helpful, yet have some hidden agenda we didn't know and maybe not even understand. Not knowing the capabilities of the beings we are dealing with is like walking with a bag over your head. What some aliens are able to do might just blow our minds. They might be able to control us with a single thought. Many people who have been abducted have complained that they couldn't move when the aliens stared at them. Could the brains of some aliens be so advanced they could control our brains? Extraterrestrials could have demanded a meeting with the governments of the world if they wanted to, and how could they be denied? Some people believe they asked for meetings already with some heads of state and got them. I wouldn't know about that except for Eisenhower's great-granddaughter who told me he met with them but had to decline their offer. There is another scary thought, and that is maybe we aren't in control of actions and only think we are. Could it be extraterrestrials are steering the countries of the world in some direction we don't realize because each country believes they are going in the direction they chose? During World War II there were spies everywhere. The Allies had spies in countries controlled by the Axis and the Axis powers had spies in the Allied countries. Could it be we have been infiltrated by extraterrestrials? With all the UFO action going on every day, wouldn't it be logical to think this? It would be relatively easy for extraterrestrials to do this, especially if they looked like us. If they didn't, they might have some type of technology to make us think they were us, or even use brain power if capable to do this. Why I personally do not believe there is anything paranormal about aliens, there are a few who do believe it. I remember seeing a post from someone who was applying godlike powers to them and claiming they could control human souls. That was a bit much for me. Before we become chummy with aliens, we should have the knowledge of what their ethics really are. Just because we might believe murder is wrong, for example, they may not. Their culture could be so different from ours we might have a hard time understanding it, and it could be even worse for us if some of their ideas caught on with us or we were forced to adapt them for some reason. Another thing we have to consider is most of the people on this planet believe in a supreme being in one way or another. Just because extraterrestrials are more advanced doesn't necessarily mean their beliefs are correct and ours are wrong. They could have beliefs so different from our religious beliefs, it might change what people believe just because those people think just because they are more technologically advanced, they are right about everything and we are wrong. That is a real danger. How would we judge an alien we met? What if the alien was very repulsive to us and we could hardly look at him, her or it? Would that have a bearing on how we might deal with them? Could things go the other way and we seem repulsive to the aliens? We just don't know the answer to these questions. People who are going to represent us at a meeting like this might need special training as not to do something embarrassing. Then there is the smell. Could the smell of an alien be so repulsive to us we might gag if we got too near, or maybe they would gag if they got too close to us? There are just so many things to consider. When we finally meet with extraterrestrials, we have to be prepared for any eventuality. We certainly wouldn't want to anger our hosts. Remember, we won't even know the correct etiquette. We might do something we do all the time which an alien might take as an insult. The first meeting we know about will be truly interesting.